This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, January 19th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. In a deal that will reshape the gaming world, Microsoft has agreed to buy video game publisher Activision Blizzard. The all-cash deal, worth about $75 billion, is Microsoft's largest by far, and should help the Xbox maker expand its range of mobile and cloud-based games. But the deal also comes with significant challenges. Activision has been rocked by claims of workplace misconduct and sexual harassment within its ranks. On today's show, our tech reporter Sarah Needleman, who covers the gaming industry, joins us to discuss the details of the deal, its challenges, and its potential impact on the gaming industry. That's after these headlines. We report exclusively that the FBI and the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., or CFIUS, are both investigating a Chinese investment in the U.S. aircraft startup Icon. Sources say CFIUS began its review in November after American shareholders accused a Chinese government-backed investment company of moving Icon's technology to China. The U.S. investors say the tech has possible military uses, something a lawyer for Icon denied. In legal filings, the China-backed investor said that licensing Icon's technology to a Chinese company will bring in much-needed capital. Sources say the FBI is looking into possible criminal violations related to the deal and the alleged transfer of technology. The investigations underscore the heightened tension between Washington and Beijing, and the battle to control tech that'll be crucial to future economic and military competitiveness. Staying with China, researchers are warning the mobile app that'll be used to monitor the health of participants in the Beijing Olympics contains security flaws. All athletes at next month's games will be required to use the app, but security experts at the University of Toronto say they found the app failed to authenticate the identity of certain websites and didn't properly encrypt sensitive metadata, which could leave transfers of personal data open to attack. The Beijing Olympic Committee didn't respond to a request for comment. And we've been covering the battle between U.S. airlines and wireless carriers over the rollout of 5G. The latest is that yesterday AT&T and Verizon agreed to temporarily limit the new 5G signals they plan to turn on around airports. The move was meant to address regulators' air safety concerns. But that didn't stop several international carriers from canceling some U.S.-bound flights. Emirates, Japan Airlines, ANA, and Air India all announced cancellations. The Federal Aviation Administration has said the new signals could interfere with some advanced landing software. And airplane maker Boeing has advised airlines not to operate its 777 jumbo jet used for long-haul flights because of the 5G signals. Boeing declined to comment. All right, coming up, Microsoft's latest and biggest acquisition is raising questions about video game industry consolidation and culture. We'll have the details after the break.
This podcast is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm you share something with, listening. They take the time to understand you and your business so you get the best solution, not more noise. Start a conversation at gt.com.
Shares of Activision Blizzard, the publisher of games like Candy Crush and World of Warcraft, skyrocketed 26% on Tuesday after Microsoft announced plans to buy the company for around $75 billion. That's a big change for Activision. Its shares have been down nearly 30% since July, when California regulators filed a lawsuit alleging sexual harassment and gender pay disparity there. Federal regulators have also launched their own inquiry. And an investigation by the Wall Street Journal in November showed the company's CEO, Bobby Kotick, didn't inform the board of sexual misconduct allegations, including rape, that he was aware of within the company. Activision has disputed that reporting as misleading. Since then, some employees have called for Kotick's resignation. Investors have raised questions, and some of the company's corporate partners have said they would reevaluate their relationship with Activision. In recent months, Activision has announced a number of changes intended to improve its workplace culture, including a zero-tolerance harassment policy and an end to mandatory arbitration for harassment and discrimination claims. So, amid all this, what does Microsoft's purchase of Activision mean for the future of both companies? And what does Microsoft, the maker of Xbox, hope to achieve with the purchase? Joining us to discuss this is our tech reporter, Sarah Needleman. Welcome back to the show, Sarah.
It's my pleasure.
Let's talk about Microsoft and its reasons for this deal. I mean, why would Microsoft want to purchase a gaming company like Activision?
Well, Microsoft already has a big presence in the video game industry with its Xbox console and owns video game studios that make a bunch of games, notably its Halo franchise. And Activision is a huge video game publishing company. And what's interesting is Microsoft doesn't have a big presence in mobile. I mean, its biggest mobile game is Minecraft, a game that was acquired via an acquisition of a studio back in 2014. And its second biggest game is Fallout Shelter, which also came about through an acquisition. And so with this deal, Microsoft would be getting an even bigger foothold in mobile. And mobile's a big deal because mobile games make up the largest portion of spending on video games at large. In fact, consumer spending on mobile games worldwide last year was more than was spent on console and PC games combined.
So in the past, Satya Nadella, Microsoft's CEO, has talked about wanting to make Microsoft's Game Pass, their subscription service, the Netflix of gaming. How does this purchase of Activision Blizzard and all its games fit into that plan?
Sure. Well, the idea with cloud gaming is that you could play games on any device, whether it be your mobile phone, laptop, computer, or console, because you would be streaming games from the cloud. You wouldn't have to download that content onto your hardware. And so this deal greatly expands Microsoft's library or portfolio of games. So it has many more games and a lot of big hits. And many of Activision Blizzard's games are available on multiple devices, so they're not just made for one platform. And so with the rise of cloud gaming, which is a big part of Microsoft's Game Pass subscription service, the idea would be that players could access all of these games, the ones from Activision and the ones from Microsoft, through the cloud and not have to download them to their devices. And that would just make games more accessible.
You know, of course, it's not just gaming. Microsoft has to think about the metaverse and the metaverse's creation. Does this acquisition fit into that strategy at all?
Microsoft and Activision on an investor media call this morning mentioned the metaverse about 11 times. So certainly they believe that's the case. Many people believe that the metaverse is this next evolution of the internet. And so as the technology improves, we can expect video game companies and their properties to be a very big part of the metaverse. And the idea being that you can go from one virtual world to another and that the metaverse will be open and not controlled by any one entity. So the more tentacles that Microsoft has in the gaming world through its acquisitions, the bigger player it would theoretically be in the metaverse once there's all this crossover between these different virtual worlds.
There has been a lot of consolidation in the video game industry over the past year or so, and that has some worried about the kinds of games that will get made and also who's represented. I just want to play a clip of Brianna Wu. She's a game developer and advocate for women in gaming. She spoke yesterday at a WSJ event called Women in the Tech Industry.
I think that when you look at the top levels in the video game industry and you're asking why aren't more women represented here, I think it's because at every step of the game industry, we just simply don't have the same opportunities that men do. Men have that opportunity to have their game made for $100 million. They have an opportunity to become senior art director or senior programmer or senior game designer just at a higher level. So I really worry that this consolidation is going to accelerate that trend.
So Sarah, that's someone in the industry saying why she thinks consolidation might not be good. But regulators are also likely to have concerns, albeit different ones, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a massive deal in terms of dollars and people. And so given history and the amount of scrutiny that regulators have placed on the tech giants like Apple and Amazon, It is very likely they'll look at this. Microsoft hasn't faced as much heat as some of those other companies, but with this deal, that could change. It could go back under that microscope, and it really does limit the number of big players in the video game space. It's getting much more consolidated. We've seen a record amount of deals in 2021 within the video game space. It would be hard to imagine that securities experts wouldn't take a close look at this one.
Let's talk about some of the other baggage that could come with this deal. What would this mean for the ongoing investigations at Activision and the potential effect on Microsoft?
Well, it's likely that these investigations will continue. I mean, there's a lawsuit that's happening in California, and the SEC is investigating Activision. So there's no reason to assume that any of that would go away. Perhaps Activision would benefit from some resources that Microsoft has in terms of their legal expenses, or perhaps just guidance, and could see as an opportunity to sort of reset its business and say, you know, now that we're under this new umbrella, we're going to do things differently. And they have been making a number of changes in recent months and have worked toward becoming a more welcoming and inclusive workplace.
I just want to dig more into the allegations of sexual harassment and gender discrimination at Activision. As you mentioned, the company has said it's taken steps to address these issues. We reported earlier this week that 36 employees have been fired or pushed out, and about 40 have been disciplined since July as part of the effort to clean house. But there are still big concerns from employees and investors about the workplace culture. So how is Microsoft going to deal with absorbing these issues?
Microsoft has been known to let the companies it acquires continue to operate independently. So if that's the case here, Activision, Blizzard, you know, if they don't turn their business around, could have a negative impact on Microsoft. That's not to say Microsoft hasn't had its own issues with allegations of misogyny or bias toward women. There was an incident a few years ago where Microsoft held an event. Scantily dressed women were working up this event, and later the company apologized. So this is, like you said, part of a big cultural problem throughout the industry and has been for many, many years.
I want to ask about Bobby Kotick, Activision CEO. What does this deal mean for him?
Well, according to Wall Street Journal sources, Mr. Kotick is expected to leave after the deal closes. And we don't know when that will be. And what that means, essentially, is that a lot of these investigations into Activision's culture are centered around Mr. Kotick's leadership, since he's been at the top of this company throughout his entire lifetime. And also because, as the journal reported, Mr. Kotick did not inform Activision Blizzard's board of many instances, and he has also himself been at the center of investigations for misconduct in the workplace. Activision said in response to the journal's reporting that the journal gave a misleading view of the company and Mr. Kotick. Now, with Mr. Kotick expected to leave the company when the deal closes, that would relieve Microsoft of at least one major headache. This would mean Activision Blizzard would need a new CEO to run things over there.
All right, that's our reporter, Sarah Needleman. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.